sefer by Rabbi Shimon Ayin, a very good sefer. He had 3 pages just on this topic, on various places on the blep. Page 363, 365. See what he said, and then we'll try to analyze it in our own way. So, in page 363, he points out that the left can be divided into 3 sections. A, directly over the fire. B, so, in page 363, he points out that the left should be divided into 3 sections. A, directly over the fire. B, not over the fire, but the food is yet to let us flow. And C, not over the fire, but the food cannot reach us to let us flow. Okay, let's try those facts, basic facts. Now, he points out, in his opinion, on page 364, the first 2 sections are identical. That's what he says. Identical. The only difference being with respect to the chumra of the kolbo, he spoke about not stirring the pot over the fire. There is the difference. Directly on the fire is prohibited. Off to the side, it is permissible. That's what he said. Fine. That's his first statement. Now, question is, what about the third area? Less than Yantza Lettuce Bowl. Strictly speaking, there's less than Yantza Lettuce Bowl. It's cold. Cold. Considered halachically cold, should be no problem. However, last put on the page, of course, the Chazon Ish we mentioned in Shir yesterday. We read it yesterday. Also, aim limsel lecholecha taroso biyodo. You can't give everyone an opportunity to make his own Torah. And enka mechitza magderes mechokom ha'osu lemokom ha'butter, and therefore we have to answer the whole thing. But he thinks that according to the Chazon Ish, it would be prohibitive to place a pot on the kugel, it's a piece of kugel, on the left, the kugel from the refrigerator, called the tino nekladosh, not permitted. It wouldn't be permitted not only on the fire, not only on the fire, but even in the remote corner of the blep, which is less than that, so let us know, he thinks it would also be also called the Kazanish. Why? Because we ain't going to draw the line. If no one knows exactly where the line is, because no one knows exactly where the line is, we have to be machmir. We have no right to be made. Some people are going to take liberties which they shouldn't be taking. That's what he writes in the text. Okay, is this true or is it not true? That's the question. Is it true or is it not true? So, first of all, I wanted to point out to you that in the text called the Nachal Zeret, that Simon Sefer, it's on B.F. Shabbat, Mr. Shem. He said that he doesn't believe this Chazal is correct. It can't be. We find that Chazal did make distinctions between one place and another. What is Kasha? We find, we mentioned this yesterday in Shir, with respect to Tocha, the Chazara B'Tocha, that's what the Yerushalmi said, the difference between 3 Tvachim and, less than 3 Tefach Shir somewhere else. We see clearly within the same Lachim, Tocha Kira, a distinction made between 3 Tvachim. And not three, more than 3 Tvachim in the fire or less, or more than 3 Tvachim in the top or less. Question 2 days in Yerushalayim. So you see that they do give everyone an opportunity to make a distinction. Is this the kasha?
No
kasha. Why not? That's ridiculous. Take a lula. If you measure with your fists. Here, it's so vague. You know exactly where you have to let it go. And not only that, you can't measure with your hand. But the Mishnah Berurah, right? It's the son of Zion, the son of Hez. It's a function of a place where the food can reach out to let it flow. So in theory, it could be too hot to touch the finger on the blep, but the food won't get that hot because to get to the resistance of the pot, to get to the food, etc. Very difficult to determine. Of course, the problem is, what about a tanner which is entirely less than yatzel let it flow? There, even the Chazon Ish is mangled. So why aren't you afraid of that kind of a case? You're going to make a mistake? I believe the answer is, we don't make our own gzeres. Chazanish made his gzer. His gzer was within the Tana, part of which is the Atzeles. And part of which is not the Atzeles, there you felt it's appropriate to offer the whole thing. But today, an oven. And it's very likely that the entire thing is less than the Atzeles. So that's how you think it is based on your calculation. Then we don't, we never made any chumra in such a situation. We never made any gzer in such a situation. That's what he says. Okay. I thought on both sides that this is a very fundamental issue, and I want to discuss it with you at some level. How do we define the part of the blem which is not directly on the fire? Should we view this part of the blem as what we called in the last few days smicha, mild the smoke, that's near the fire? Or should we view this as somehow being on the fire? Yes. A part of the blem which is yad, well, any part of the blem which is not directly above the fire has to be treated as on top of the fire, or should it be treated as subtle, near the fire? That's my question. Yes, Rob? We'll come to that. That's, in some cases it is, in some cases it isn't. Let me explain to what I'm driving at. If we're going to consider the entire blem as on the fire, then, yes. Very, when what? Vertical wall. Very good question. Who said so? I didn't say, don't let me. Who said so? Who said so? Got it right here on both sides. Who said the Adolphin Amapsic? Who said so? Those is the last host of Lama Zion and Al said so. The Adolphin Amapsic. Correct. Good point. Did you find this anywhere in Shulchanara? Ramon? Mr. Brewer? I couldn't find it offhand. A pancake. So who could find his dolphin amasik in the Shulchanara? Maybe I just missed it. I looked quickly. On the new Mayim HaKavos, which are available, I didn't want to run them off left to Shia, so they shouldn't get too overwhelmed. But they will be, if you want, I don't want them, but we'll to run it off. You will see that not everyone agrees with that Tosis. Okay? You may be right. According to Tosis, it would not be considered smichas, there's no vertical wall. Maybe. I'm not sure if that's correct. But not everyone agrees with the Tosis. We'll see it. And Shulchanara, so far, I couldn't find it. But if you find it, let me know. Maybe somewhere hidden. Big cinema can be. Ready for this quickly. Okay? So what is it? Is it considered smicha or is it considered algal? I'll tell you why I think it's different. If you consider the entire left to be on the fire, I can appear the Chazanish's point. Okay. The entire left as treated is on the fire, so that the same as an entire oven is considered in the oven. John was expected in the oven. Do a Chazanish insist that we make no distinction between Yad Soledis and Left Yad Soledis. And the person may make a mistake. So too on the, what we call on the blef, which we consider on the fire, the same kind of a there would apply. However, if you will view the part of the blef which is not on the fire directly, as what we call smicha, near the fire, then to me, at least to me, it's inconceivable to apply this there of the Chazanish. I think it's untenable. Why? Because go forever. It's a way to draw the line. In other words, if you go halachically, if the whole blech is considered on the fire, I can understand why the gzera exists. But if the blech is considered near the fire, smicha, and you say that smicha is going to be prohibitive, even if it's less than yatsa lettuce, well, because you don't know where to draw the line, so how about 10 feet, 20 feet, 100 feet? There?
Preposterous. Obviously, you cannot extend smicha indefinitely. So we can't extend it indefinitely, that presumably would say, okay, once we think it's left in the oven, we can be lenient. It's only on the fire or in the oven that the Chazanish's stringency might apply. That's what I would understand. That's what I would think. So now which one is it? Take a look over here in the Rabbi Eilert's footnote, top, Reish, Ayin, Ches. He's coming to explain an interesting thing. May you move something from the first area to the second area and vice versa. The part directly on the fire to the part near the fire. He says, yes, it's mutter. And how does he explain it?
and put the pump reish ayin ches. The lo gara mikira acheres. The simulation of gimel sevays. You can move from one kira to another. You're allowed to move from to a kira to ain't a gufa tuma. And you're allowed to move it al gava to a kira which is gufa tuma. Why? Oh, now it makes perfect sense. Now they're the same madrega. Why? In both cases, hachzorah is mutter, right? Chazish hold that hachzorah is mutter to smicha, and the gemara says mutter for a kira group of tuma. And he assumes that in both cases, the seed of echoras is usher. We know it's also about the kira group of tuma. He's assumed that chazish is going to answer it by smicha. This is a little bit my focus in the post, which we'll discuss tomorrow, we won't fully get to it today. They created a case with smicha and agava, the same thing. Smicha Zira's main agufa and agava of agufa. And in both cases, Hakzara is mutter and she made the Sina Mechadish is also, so he claims, so they're both of them subject to dispute. That kind of, you know, logically makes perfect sense. But I have to be honest, do you see that in the words over here? You guys don't have it. He writes in the statement, the way I explain the Chelet Beis, is, he tells you to look at the Kudus with 150 pages. I couldn't find it. The needle in a haystack. You got a pack and you find out too. Find where he said the Chelet Beis, is just so it's Mordechai, on what basis? The Chavadish never meant to say that the Smicha Dal Gavon Mutter. It only meant from Smicha, some a power to sum up to a Kira Sheena Gufa, move it on top of a kira, which is gufa. Because he says in both of those two cases, have exactly the same status. Mainly, what's the same status? Come on, one more time. What's the same status? Achzar is observed, he claims, and the seed of Echad is offer, he claims. Both these are different views. Remember, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, the Torah says love. And the both have the same love. I couldn't find it anywhere in the Chavadish, and I don't know where to find it in the Skelet Beis. I'm giving you his logic. Hey, it makes sense, I don't see it in the words. Now, why did he insist that the smicha should be a smicha to a kira, which is a group of tumor? Because the Gemara Waqa Kiddush, the Gemara called the Menorah HaTahora. What about the Tehillah Adamah that we have? What does it say there? That smicha, listen carefully now, smicha to a kira group of tumor has two pluses. One, the fire is covered. Two, you didn't put it on top of the fire directly. You put it nearby. The two pluses, the claims of menorah hatahora, that everybody will agree that you can put something there in the refrigerator. You can take kugel and put it on top of a sum up to the covered fire. Sum up to the covered fire, he claims. Or on the level dependent, we've never resolved it before. Is that considered some of that? Well, let's say you have a covered fire, and you want to put a pot right near that covered fire, which is a smicha, right? So the question will become, well, we'll call it smicha even if you only don't put a map. But assuming we don't for the moment. The smicha to a covered fire, he claims, although it's a big dispute, whether you may go out to see that they're near an open fire, smicha, whoever will agree, claims that all right, it's looking near a but then he calls it the Tehillah Adamah disagrees. So I don't know, he likes the menorah and the horah. Since he likes the menorah and the horah, that's why he's saying the Chazanish is a black case. He moved from Smicha to it was a pot of near an Ena Grupa to on a Grupa. Near an Ena Tuma to on a Tuma. Why do you say that? That if it's near, had it been near a Tuma, that's considered a different madrega than on part of the tomb. So the former case happened, even if I was just supposed to allow him to suffer. So that's why he couldn't regard that. And explain that it was a difficult time. Move from near a tumba to on a tumba. That's the same level. That's why he wanted to explain Shabbat Chazanish. The logic is perfect. You can find in the words. You got to do two things. I don't see it correctly. I don't see it in the words at all.
This means he summarized more or less what the Sefer Nachalzera had to say. Very interesting thing. Whether he's right or wrong, I don't know. I don't know for a fact, Rabbi Sari, I can't tell you for a fact that the part of the flesh off the fire is considered al-gamo, or is it considered to be in the category of sleep. I don't know. I don't have a good proof in either direction. Do you? One issue was the wall, open a mastic, right? And then the question also will become how far do you move your way? I'm not sure. So maybe by tomorrow one of you will know for sure. So let me know. Figure it out. If not, I'm going to go to the suffering. It's not going to be so pretty. If it's a sequel, I'll have a roster that's going to come out. Can't move. If you want to consider it, Jesus, you will not be able to move something from off the fire to on the fire. But everybody does it. Everybody does it. So, either you have one of two options. You don't see what happens to the Chazanish, not this wacko shot, but the simple shot Chazanish. Or you maintain that the entire blast is considered Agave O'Age. Oh, there's no problem. That's why you're on top of the front of the front. That's my preference, the latter possibility. But that would say, there's no wall that's going to help us here. See, every chula is a chula. If the absence of a wall, someone can consider it Agave O'Age, and not consider it Smicha, you just slide it along. But now my problem is I didn't find this open amount of the Shulchan Aruch of the Mishnah Berurah. If you find that, you won't get a prize. Okay.